I never saw Ian myself, but my mother saw them twice. Ance they nearly drowned her, when she fell asleep by the waterside. She wakened with them rugging at her hair and saw something howd down the water like a green bunch of tortoiseshells.
Memory has slipped the other story, which was not very interesting.
My mother kent a wife that lived near Dunce. They called her Tibby Dixon. Her guid man was a gentleman's gairdner and muckle for him. I didn't mind whether they called him Thomas or Sandy, for his son's name, and I kent him weel, was Sandy, and he...
Oh, never fash about his name, Janie.
Hoot, you're aye in sic a haste. Weel, Tibby had a bairn, a lad bairn, just like other bairns, and it thrave weel, for it sookit weel. And it...
Here, a great many wheels.
Now, Tibby gaes ae day to the well to fetch water, and leaves the bairn in the house by itself. She couldn't be lang awa', for she had but to gae by the midden and the peat stack, and thro' the kale yard, and there stood the well. I ken weel about that, for...
Here, another long digression.
Ah, weel, as Tibby was coming back with her water, she hears a skirl in her house, like the sticking o' a grice, or the singeing o' a sow. Fast she runs and flees to the cradle, and there I wat she saw a sicht that made her heart scunner. In place o' her ain bonny bairn, she found a withered wallerin, nothing but skin and bean, wi' hands like a moody wart, and a face like a puddock, a mouth frae lug to lug, and twa great glowering een.